Hi everyone. I'm XYZ and I thought of doing this podcast because I felt that this would be an easy way to vent out myself. I do have friends, I have a wonderful supporting family, but it's just sometimes I feel that they don't understand what actually obsessive compulsive disorder is. And sometimes I feel the burden of guilt, you know, the pain that I caused to them by doing my own rituals, and they're getting tense because they think that I am suffering. And I am thinking that they see me suffering, so they're also suffering. Suffering in the sense, a lot of anxious behavior on my part. Now, if I wanted, I could have probably, you know, taken up a nice audio system to record this podcast. But I don't think I want this for any commercial purpose or anything like that. If it is good enough for you to understand what I'm speaking, I think I'm solving my purpose. So the idea is that since the past few days, actually, my OCD has really spiked up. Like really bad, I would say. And especially with the condition that's going on in the world, the pandemic, you know, certain things which were earlier fixed with obsessive compulsive disorder behavior is kind of becoming normal. Like, for example, if somebody would have given you a key, you would normally not, you know, put alcohol sanitizer over it to clean it. You will just take it and keep it. But now people started doing that. Now, earlier, when I used to think of doing that is before the pandemic, it was somewhat in my head, I knew that this is a little exaggeration. Now suddenly when this has become a normalcy, you know, this whole idea of OCD has shaken up. Like when you have an obsessive compulsive disorder, some tiny part of your brain knows that, you know, you are doing something which is not right. I think you're getting the point what I'm trying to put here. It's shaken things up because earlier what was not considered normal is now started being considered normal. And this has shaken a lot of beliefs. I mean, especially in a person like me who has germophobia, it has kind of shaken a lot of beliefs there. A lot of beliefs, actually. Now, while speaking and while doing this narration of this particular episode or any episode in this series, I feel that you might be feeling sometime that why this guy is saying the same thing again, or sometimes why this guy suddenly stops speaking in between, or why XYZ. You probably, I think that you are one of the people who are suffering from OCD, so you can understand what is happening when I'm doing this. Sometimes OCD strikes, you kind of stay quiet, sometimes you repeat things by saying them twice or thrice, so sometimes it just happens. So I would like you to bear with that, if you can. Alright, so what do I do, you know, so that my OCD kind of eases up a little? I don't know, I think one of the most important things is to keep yourself busy. I mean, I get up, I do my workout, I do some classes online with the kids, I teach them about different stuff, then I do my workout again, I go for dinner, I take a bath, I talk to my friends, I do a video call. So the entire day is so packed up that, you know, by the time I'm on bed, I won't say that I'm really tired because there's still a lot of energy, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of sorted because I'm keeping myself busy. So for time being, I'm finishing up this episode right now here. I hope you liked it and stay tuned for more of such episodes or more episodes. I mean, you know, even I'm saying this, I feel that I should be better in the next episode. So good luck.